WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs your way? Like you're constantly battling an invisible whirlwind of stress and chaos? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once, and you just want to scream into a pillow? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into some powerful, calm in the storm, strategies today. We're talking about tools to help you navigate those rough patches with grace, clarity, and maybe even a little zen. Because let's face it, life's a roller coaster, but you don't have to be tossed around like a ragdoll. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't that all about being emotionless and accepting everything bad? Nope. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately choosing how we respond to life's challenges. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can decide how you pack for a rainy day. So, let's unpack some strategies that can help us build our inner calm and weather those storms with resilience. First up, awareness. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment to actually notice what's going on inside your head and body when things get hectic. Are you racing thoughts? Tight chest? Stomach churning like a washing machine? Identifying these physical and emotional cues is the first step in taking control. It's like becoming aware of that storm cloud gathering before it even starts raining. Next, focus on what you can control. This one's huge. We often get bogged down by things we can't change, traffic jams, other people's opinions, unexpected events. Instead of stressing about those uncontrollable factors, shift your energy towards what you can influence, your actions, your thoughts, your attitude. It's like choosing to dance in the rain instead of drowning in it. Mindfulness is another powerful tool. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present, breathe deeply, focus on your senses, notice the world around you without judgment. This helps ground you and brings clarity amidst the chaos. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that crazy roller coaster ride just for a moment to catch your breath. Reframing your perspective is essential too. We often view challenges as threats, but what if we saw them as opportunities? As chances to learn, grow, and become more resilient? This doesn't mean ignoring the tough stuff. It means choosing how you interpret it. It's like looking at a muddy puddle and deciding to see it as a giant mud pie waiting to be made. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all experience storms in our lives. Connecting with others, sharing your struggles, and offering support can make a world of difference. Remember, even the strongest oak trees need roots to anchor them. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're running late for an important meeting, traffic is jammed solid, your phone keeps buzzing with urgent messages, and you just spilled coffee all over yourself. It's a full-blown disaster waiting to happen. But instead of panicking, take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings. Okay, things are stressful right now, and then shift your focus. Can you call ahead and let them know you'll be a few minutes late? Can you change your clothes quickly? Can you use this as an opportunity to practice some mindfulness while stuck in traffic? See, you can still choose how you react, even amidst the chaos. So, here's the deal. Remember that calmness isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about cultivating inner strength and resilience so you can weather any storm life throws your way. Practice awareness, focus on what you can control, embrace mindfulness, reframe challenges as opportunities, and remember that you're not alone in this journey. Now go out there and conquer your day. I know you got this. Want to share your own calm in the storm strategies? Drop them in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay strong and keep it real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.